You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a highly anticipated move, and now finally Victoria and New South Wales are easing many of their remaining coronavirus restrictions. They're the first Australian states to do so, meaning they have very few COVID-19 rules left. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says his state has found a proportionate and balanced way forward.
Well, it's a great day for our state. It's a day to also reflect on what we've come through. It has been a bloody tough 2 years for the people of New South Wales. Whether that's on the health side and people have lost their loved ones, whether it's businesses that have had to close and somehow find a way through, whether it's people who have lost their work and their job for years, and now we sit here today with an unemployment rate in New South Wales of below 4%. What a journey.
From Friday night, Victoria will scrap its vaccinated economy, meaning people will no longer have to check in or show their vaccination status to enter a venue. Masks will no longer be required in schools, early childhood settings, and retail and hospitality venues. In both Victoria and New South Wales, unvaccinated international travellers will no longer have to quarantine for 7 days. But the most significant change in both states is an end to the requirement that household contacts of positive cases must isolate for 7 days. Instead, these people will need to follow a new set of precautions, including wearing face masks in indoor settings, taking daily rapid antigen tests, working from home where possible, and avoiding sensitive settings. Last month, the Australian Health Protection Principle Committee recommended that the 7-day isolation requirement be replaced by other measures once the peak of the BA2 Omicron wave had passed. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says this has now happened in his state.
We know that there will be a long plateauing and tail to this BA2 Omicron subvariant wave, but what we know is that we've passed the peak and that we are able to look to this group of sensible measures being able to take us into a still challenging winter. Only the most important of settings remain.
The evidence suggests between a quarter and half of those living in a house with someone who has COVID-19 will become infected themselves. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, says the new rules will still mitigate the risk.
So it's not scrapping of quarantine per se. I think we need to talk about it as alternative close contact management, because it is. These individuals are still required to wear a mask. They're still required to work from home if they can. They need to avoid sensitive settings. We recommend that they don't have close contact with at-risk individuals, and they need to do RAT tests almost every day. So they're all other mitigations that help to manage that risk.
Authorities say the changes can only be relaxed because of the high vaccination rates in both states. 2/3 of Victorians aged 16 and over have now had 3 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, while in New South Wales, the figure is at nearly 62%. Brett Sutton says the vaccination rate will allow people to get back to as close to normal life as possible.
Today is a significant day for all Victorians, not a wholesale change, but an appropriate next step in this phase of the management of the pandemic. So from Saturday, it will absolutely focus more on the individual discretion of all of us in the community to make appropriate choices for ourselves, to protect ourselves and protect those around us as we go about our day-to-day lives.
The end of the 7-day isolation rule is a move the business community has been strongly advocating for. The requirement for close contacts to isolate for a week has caused havoc in staff shortages across businesses and services for the past few months. Peak business groups in Victoria and New South Wales are applauding the end of this rule. The Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Paul Guerra says staff shortages are the single biggest issue faced by businesses as they try to rebuild out of the pandemic.
It's a big step forward for Victoria, and we do it lockstep with New South Wales. The two powerhouses of Australia's economy have come together again to lead Australia out of the COVID and really start the acceleration into recovery.
Epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely has been one of the most familiar voices of the COVID-19 pandemic. Like many Victorians, he was sick with COVID-19 over summer, but was recently thrown back into 7 days isolation again after his stepson tested positive. Professor Blakely says the situation would be different under the new rules.
Be out and about. I'm not sure that I would come into work because it's putting your colleagues at risk, but you'd be more relaxed about going to the shops and things like that when you needed to, masking up where appropriate. So it would be a slightly different experience.
He says the changes are sensible and in line with the current circumstances.
It's time to move on. Having contacts quarantined at the moment is becoming too disruptive to society. Pretty much, you know, we're nearly back to as normal as we'll get. We will still always have masks on public transport, at least for this year. We will still always, for this pandemic at least, require cases to be isolated at home. And I don't think we'll get any less than this on the contacts of cases. These are sensible measures. So this is about as low as it's going to go, other than a few little tweaks in the next couple of months.
Queensland is now weighing up whether to follow suit with the other eastern states, with Health Minister Yvette Dath saying she would have preferred it to be a national decision. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, meanwhile, has offered his support.
I welcome the fact that in New South Wales and Victoria, they're getting back to normal. Hallelujah. We've been waiting a long time for these sort of things. And the rest of the states, I'm sure, will continue down that path as we see that normal being achieved again as we come through this pandemic.
Out west, Premier Mark McGowan might be wishing he too could scrap isolation rules after being forced into quarantine himself. The West Australian Premier has revealed he'll be isolating at home for 7 days after a family member tested positive for COVID-19. Mr McGowan has so far tested negative to the virus, and his Deputy Premier says they won't be rushing any rule changes. Claire Slattery, SBS News.